You are listening to the Plastic Surgery Revolution with Dr. Stephen Davis, the one and only podcast that discusses modern plastic surgery and leaves you looking great and feeling better.
Hi, Dr. Stephen Davis for Davis Cosmetic Plastic Surgery. What we're going to talk about today are areas that Botox or any kind of neuromodulator can be utilized on the face, neck, and even décolleté. And I think it's really important to understand that as we get more and more involved with what Botox can do, we're starting to learn more and more about where we can place it around the face and around the body. And if you've ever wanted to try some of these areas, these are some of the areas that when you look in the mirror after this demonstration, you may go, oh my God, I never realized that that was a place that you could put something like Botox. So let's work our way down from the top. Here we go. So the horizontal lines that everyone comes in and talks about, wrinkle up that way, that's one area where we can inject Botox. And those would be more of the furrows or the horizontal lines that people talk about. Now, we're working our way down, do a little frown in there. These are the depressor muscles of the whole brow area or the 11 lines. Most people know those are the two areas where you really can do a great job with Botox. Next, do a big smile. So this area that people talk about when they're squinting or smiling, and we call them crow's feet, that's a great area. If you've never had Botox ever before and you wanted to try it somewhere, it's a great area to try because it really doesn't alter anything else except it won't allow the squinching down of this area. Relax again for a minute. Another place where you could do it, can you pucker really hard? So when patients do that sometimes, they'll start to see a descent of a jowl. Now, she doesn't really have anything like that, but this is an area where people sometimes will start to notice a little bit of a jowl, and a little bit of Botox placed here and here will make this whole lower part of the face move back up again. Relax again for a minute, just like that. So it's usually where this area coming straight down from here and straight down from here, right at that junction point, we can inject a small amount of Botox, and that will also create a situation where instead of the face being pulled forward, it'll actually cause this area with the muscles to rotate up. Here's another great area that I'm telling you most people don't even think about when it comes to Botox. Can you bunch up your chin? This area, you see all this little dimpling that's happening? We call that peau d'orange, or the skin of an orange. And a lot of women will come in and say they hate that area that just looks all like nooks and crannies around the chin. A small amount of Botox right in here will prevent you from being able to bunch up that chin. And this is a direct relation to the muscle activity that's going on in that chin area. Relax again for a minute. Do another real good pucker. Vertical lip lines, a classic thing that patients come in and hate. But a classic thing that patients come in and hate about because the lipstick will run up into those lines, that's an easy place to put a very, very small amount of Botox around lips and on the top and on the bottom. And it's a new area that we like to call the lip flip. And what happens is by putting a small amount of Botox in the lip itself, it will create a situation where you can't really rotate the lip down and lose that beautiful red lip that everybody wants to show. So by putting a little bit of Botox in the lip, it'll prevent it from rolling under and you'll get more of a rotation upward or what we call the lip flip. One other area in that area that a lot of patients talk about is if they have a very gummy smile, meaning when they do a big smile, I don't think you have that, but do a big smile. When she has that big smile like that, sometimes people will start to notice some of their gums. We can also inject a small amount of Botox up in there that'll drop the lip down and some of that gummy smile will be masked. Relax again for a minute. Last couple of areas, here we go. The neck, she has a perfect neck, so there's nothing really to see, but a lot of patients will come in and talk about two things with the neck. One is there are gonna be vertical neck bands that are muscular in origin, and we can inject a small amount of Botox there, and the necklace lines that go around this area, small droplets of Botox placed in there create a phenomenal difference in the skin quality and the tightness in that area. Two more locations. The décolleté, again, she's very young, doesn't have a lot of crepiness or wrinkling of the skin, But a lot of women, especially women that are in the sun a lot, will start to notice that that skin gets very thinned out and start to notice some wrinkling there. Sometimes it almost looks like the neck would. Again, small amounts of Botox in that area work great. My last location is, there it is, underneath the arms for sweating. During the summer months, I can't tell you the number of men and women that come in that have a small amount of Botox placed in each armpit, and for 4 to 6 months, you're like completely sweat-free in that area. So it works great. This quick video is really just a way for you to know all the different places that you may want to try a little bit of Botox to see if it actually helps in the location that you may be seeing some problems. So I'm Dr. Stephen Davis. Look forward to seeing you in the office.
Thank you for listening to the Plastic Surgery Revolution with Dr. Stephen Davis. Please subscribe to our show in iTunes, Stitcher Radio, or whatever app you use to listen to podcasts. Keep listening, looking great, and feeling better.